This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A national panel of air quality experts is recommending universal masking in schools, portable air filter units in every classroom, and limits to student interaction at lunchtime. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Millions of unvaccinated children are attending school, and COVID-19 outbreaks are increasing rapidly. Experts say portable classroom HEPA filters, at a cost of roughly $10 per student, are highly effective protection against exposure to coronavirus particles. The University of Denver Alex Huffman also recommends short, socially distanced lunchtimes.
You can breathe a lot of virus in that 10 or 20 minutes that you're there that invalidates hours worth of wearing a mask.
Experts recommend students eat outside and test for carbon dioxide levels inside to measure how much air is getting exchanged between students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new AAA Colorado survey says many Coloradans drive unsafely around schools. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Nearly 40% of survey respondents said they've sped through school zones. 30% say they've used their cell phone in a school zone. And 22% say they've cut off a school bus because it's driving too slow. With students returning to school, AAA Colorado says now is the time for drivers to knock off dangerous driving habits. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC. Kids always tell it like it is, and the main story on our website this morning shows us how one 10-year-old in Aurora feels about going back to her school campus. The last time she was in a physical classroom, she was a third grader, and now she's in fifth grade. Read what she and other kids have to say at CPR.org.